hi there, pedal pushers. My name's Ben. Ben Richard Charlesworth from the Bros Knows Best podcast. It's been a fun year. A year of return. A year of goodwill. A year of many change. But the Bros Knows Best podcast is back. And it's here to stay. You thought we were gone because we took a little break. But no, we're back. And then we're taking another break. God, isn't it lovely? Just me, my brother Scob. We do lots of things. We talk about movies. We sometimes review them. We chat a lot of shit. But this is the episode where we look back at the year and say, what did we do this year? Well, mainly, we returned. Didn't we, Mr. Scott Charles?
Yes. Yes, we did. Hello. Welcome back to the show.
What was the point of you walking in like that? I felt very much like, what's that old children's presenter who Tom Hanks played in that movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood? Mr. Rogers. I felt like Mr. Rogers just then. Looking down the barrel of the camera and feeling all jovial.
You do not give off a Mr. Rogers vibe at all, just putting that out there.
Well, you know.
You don't.
I beg to differ. But yes!
Yeah!
This is our end of year show for Bros Knows Best. It's been a huge year for us, mainly because we have returned after a year and a bit hiatus.
Yeah.
Figuring out the nooks and crannies of how to film.
Yeah.
Yes, I know we've been gone for a little bit, and we will talk on why we will be gone for a little bit longer as well. But returning to you after this episode, February the 6th?
Wait, no, February the 1st of Feb that we're coming back?
We're coming back on the 3rd of February.
The 3rd, is a Monday.
Which is a Monday.
The first Monday of the month.
This is coming out on the 6th of January.
The 6th of January,
which people would know because it's out now.
Yeah.
And they're watching it right now.
End of the show.
This is where we go through what we've done on 2024. We're going to have... here's the contents. Here's the contents of the show.
Please.
If I may.
You may.
All right, we're going to go quick fire movies and talk about the movies that we watched this year. We're not including 2023, even though we never did an end of year show for that, but that was during...
We're going to palm off those episodes. You can listen to those episodes, but we're not going to speak on them because there weren't enough to include it in.
No,
we could have included it in with this, but it just feels wrong. It feels wrong.
It did feel wrong.
Yeah, I understand that.
We're going to talk about movies we'll do next year, or maybe we'll do next year.
Yeah.
Might do next year, ?
Things that we want to do, want to get into.
Score changes, if you have any score changes.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, so of the year.
Yeah.
And then we get into the NUG Awards, and this is our most prestigious point of the show.
Yes.
This is where we talk about the juiciest NUG, which has changed since the last end of your show. Where we say our best episode. What was the best episode for us?
For us.
Not our best...
our best episode that we think.
Yeah. The one where it's like, if you guys are going to listen to one episode this year, it's...
This one. Yeah.
Then we have the stinkiest NUG, mathematically the shittest movie that we reviewed this year.
Yeah.
And then the golden NUG.
The best movie that we watched. The highest scoring movie.
The
one with the most nugs, pretty much.
Now, Scott.
Yes.
How are you feeling? I mean, it's been a big year of change. We've returned.
Yes.
Now we're filming. We've changed the name of the podcast.
Huge. Actually huge. Big moves. I don't know, man. It feels good. It feels like, I don't know, everything else was kind of like a prologue. And this is the main story. It's happening now. This is it. It feels good, dude. Like the filming aspect is great. I think it's a nice little change. And
God, we're doing numbers now.
I really like the name change. Ever since we've done it, it's settled in very nicely and it makes my nips all nice and pointy in the morning when I think about it. Gets me excited. I'm a big fan.
Slicing through the air with those nips, they're that hard.
Oh yeah, they're like diamonds, man. Cutting
through
anything.
Bounce a diamond off it, honestly.
You could. You absolutely could. Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, all positive pretty much after coming back midway. Well, I mean like 3/4 through the year, I guess, didn't we? Or was that midway through? Sort of midway through.
Look, we got, I think, around 20-something episodes this year.
It's pretty solid.
We can count. Yeah. Actually, Scott, make a quick edit here. I'll figure out how many episodes we did. Anyway, good edit, Scott. That was 20 episodes we did. So I was actually right when I said 20 or something.
20?
Yeah.
Whoa. So
I said 20 or something, and it was actually around 20.
That's very good. Nice guess from you there.
Oh, well, you know.
You're just very mathematically sound.
I am very mathematically sound. But yes, that's the contents of the show. Yeah. Any final words before we get into this? Any queries, any things you want to say about the year, about life?
Oh, I mean, look, it's been a big year of like all sorts of different things, like job-wise, life-wise, all sorts of stuff. But like being able to get back into it and to do it again has been sick.
It's felt good.
Oh, it's been like a... It's been like a creative weight that's been lifted sort of thing.
Mm.
And yeah, this podcast is awesome. I love it.
Next year.
Just getting all wholesome on you right there.
Next year, we will be consistent.
We will be.
That's Mark our words.
Yes.
That's a promise. You know, coming back in, figuring it out, learning.
Pretty much starting from scratch again, I would say.
Yeah, I would say as well.
Yeah, like, it's a soft reboot, I would say.
Soft reboot, yeah. But you know, we're back and we're here to stay.
Yeah. Full force in action.
I'd say for 2025, my goal is to figure out why if you do a pee and then 5 minutes later you have a shower, as soon as you step in the shower, you need a pee again.
What's the go with that?
Why do you always need a piss before a shower?
Mm.
But if you were to pee and then walk away and do something else, 5 minutes later, you wouldn't need to pee.
It's something to do with the water flow. I think it's tricking your brain.
It's the shower, man.
It's bringing on the piss.
Every time I walk into a shower, I need a piss. Unless I've pissed beforehand.
Maybe it's just a calling for you to just piss in the shower.
I did. Every day. That's why I'm trying to stop in 2025.
Shit. Life goals.
Well, our first segment is Quickfire Movies. Oh. It's where we go through the movies that we watched this year. We have 20 episodes that we released this year on our soft reboot.
So a flaccid soft
reboot, might you say.
Next year will be hard.
Yeah. Nothing next year will be hard. Rock hard and squirting all over you. Well, we started. Our return was with Greenland, episode 56. We'd done 55 episodes.
Yeah,
originally.
Yeah.
Then we returned with a big disaster movie, episode 56.
It was very on the nose because we didn't know that our return wasn't going to be a disaster. So we're like, hey, might as well go out strong if this is the last thing we do.
That's true.
Yeah. The Jared Butler theme. I mean, we just got on that train and just ran with it.
Got Jared Butler. King Bach, but how the fuck you say his name?
Yeah.
Only a Spoonful guy was in it.
Only a Spoonful.
That was really weird. And we were back. We were back in a big way.
Very big.
Probably broke YouTube numbers, I think. That was the time where we went from just the little guys to probably bigger than Joe Rogan, I'd say.
I would say, yeah. Even bigger than John Cena, I would even say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can see us, and that's the big difference.
That is a big difference.
We followed that up with Goodfellas.
Oh, and what a couple of Goodfellas they were. There were actually three in the main team, but what a couple of Goodfellas.
This year, we just did some huge movies, is all I'm going to say. Things. For only 20 episodes, we had Guess, we had big movies.
Yeah.
It was a year. I mean, our third movie back, episode 58, was Ratatouille.
We were
back in a big way. Huge movies. This year, we've had Goodfellas, Ratatouille, Hereditary, Poor Things,
what?
Batman Begins, which we'll get back to.
Yes.
Saltburn, Joker. These are all the good movies I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I mean, they're all of our big hitters that we did. Mm. They're some big hitters.
Some chunky chodes.
Those
right
are some
there.
Very chunky chodes. Some popular, hip and cool with the kids, I'd say.
I think that's just what we just wanted to jump into, and we did that. That's pretty good.
I mean, we also did some. We did some international movies.
Yeah! Bring on the internationals.
We had 60 Minutes.
Yeah,
or Minuten.
Bit of German, a German film. Yeah, it was German, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was German. Yeah, because it was in Berlin.
Yeah, it was German.
Yeah,
because
we're talking. I remember when we watched that episode, or when we watched that movie, we were talking about going to a nightclub in Berlin.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a big theme of that episode. So we had that.
I'd count Human Centipede as more international.
Oh, that's absolutely international. Yeah.
That was weird. Mm. That was very European.
It was fucked up and I completely regret it.
And then we're going to do probably another... Well, we'll get to that, but another one next year. Yeah, who knows? Yeah. And then we also had Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight.
Mm.
Swedish, I think, from memory.
I think it was Swedish, yeah.
Swedish horror film on Netflix.
It was Swedish.
With those big...
the big booger
tumors.
Boys.
Yeah, the big booger boys with all the tumours on them.
Yeah.
Fuck, they were hot.
They were so hot.
Oh, bro.
All lubed up with their lumps.
Again, there's a sequel to that, so I don't know, potentially could do that next
year. It's a bit of a... it's something that could be on the way.
Yeah, if there's a calling for it.
Yeah.
And then I count this as international, even though not for us. We did an Australian movie.
Yeah. It's still a world movie, I would say.
You don't even know what the movie is, do you?
Oh, it's BMX Bandits.
Yeah.
Even though that was more of the one of the more recent ones that we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wiped out of your mind.
Completely. I think the last couple of movies that we did in this line, I'll be honest as well, bro, like life caught up in those last couple of movies.
Mm.
And dude, I can't remember much that we did.
So you can't
remember... I can remember more of the beginning of this train of the year.
Okay, try and rattle off the beginning movies then.
You basically said it, Greenland, Goodfellas, Ratatouille, it stops there.
I love it that you're sticking with the theme of preparation as well.
Yeah.
When I sent you a message yesterday and said, all right, here's what you need to prepare for.
This is it. This is what you need to know.
You've come here today... I've gotten dressed up. You're not even dressed up.
What do you mean? You know, my Polaris shirt.
You've got nothing prepared. And this is exactly what we're going to do in 2025 again.
Yes. It's Oz Music T-shirt day, just a bit belated.
It's the 28th of December.
That's why I said belated.
I'll belate you in a minute. I'm going to pour cement down your throat.
God, I can't fucking wait. It sounds so hot.
Well, we also did... quite a few shit movies. All right.
Oh, we did some shit.
Get the somber music on right now because...
the violins on the Titanic. We're sinking.
We did Ratatouille, which is good. Mm. But then we did the rip-off Ratatouille.
Another world movie, another international.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Brazilian.
Brazilian, yes.
Christ.
Fucking hell. we did the Garfield movie. That was pretty shit.
Yeah, that kind of made me want to, like, I don't know, skin myself.
You didn't like Weekend at Bernie's, but we collectively hated Weekend at Bernie's too.
Which I commended you for. Yeah.
That, honestly...
God awful.
Made me so angry. And going back in the scores, I actually hated it more than you. I believe I gave it a 2 out of 10.
Whoa, yeah, okay.
You gave it like a 3 from memory. It was very low.
Yeah.
You did not like it. Whereas Weekend at Bernie's, I gave the first one a 7.
You were like in line with like, hey, this is similar to a Ferris Bueller's Day Off sort of vibe for yourself. And I was like, buddy, you need to watch the movie again.
You gave it a 5, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I thought it was just average.
What else shit movies? We watched 50 Shades Darker.
With Curtis.
With Curtis, yep.
Our resident sexologist on the podcast.
Yes.
Who always joins us, well, has joined us twice now for 2 fucked up movies, which are both 50 Shades. He'll be joining us for the third one.
Yes.
And I actually have an idea for a fourth movie to watch with him that I want to discuss with you a little bit later in the pod.
Interesting, okay.
That's a little hint for when we're talking about future movies.
Well, I remember that episode we said, after 50 Shades of Grey, maybe we'll get him on for some historical podcast because he's more of a history guy than
it's all they'll roost to like try and trap him into the podcast.
Yeah, but I think we just keep
fuck shit
picking shit sexual movies for him, you know. There's the
because Curtis will just take it. He'll be like, ah shit, or he'll be like, all right, we'll just watch it.
Well, there's another movie series, I think it's called After or something. It's like After We Met or whatever. It's based on a book series again, and it's all just sex and shit.
Okay.
It was pretty big like 2 years ago.
We might have to watch it with Curtis.
So we could do the After series. That could be fun because I know that's a trilogy.
Oh.
And it was like rated one of the worst movies of 2022 or whenever it came out. That could be a good idea.
That's very funny. I like that.
And of course, rounding out the shit movies that we did.
Yeah.
Joker 2. Fully a duh.
What a disappointment.
What a duh.
What fully a duh. Yeah, that really duh'd me in the ball sack, that movie. I was not fun. That was not a fun watch.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Just shocking. Awful. Shocking. Hated it. Hated it.
Disgusting, I would even say.
Yeah. Way to ruin a good thing, yeah. Todd.
Billups.
Yeah, that's it. Let's call him Todd Howard. And that basically rounds that out.
Yes.
So our next segment, oh my God, is movies that we might do next year, question mark. I'm going to start off with you, Scott.
Okay. So I was hinting towards watching a movie with Curtis, and this is a movie that I've wanted to watch for a little while since it's come out this year. It is The Substance, starring Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley.
Yeah.
And it's apparently like a body horror, sort of like demented beauty sort of thing. Like it's I think it's like a bit of like a dive into beauty standards and things like that. And it like, it's about this older lady who, this is all in the synopsis, like that wants to become like young and hot again and like takes like an experimental drug.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah. And pretty much it's a journey through that. And I think there's some like augmented weird body shit that happens in it. So I really want to watch that, and I want to watch it with you and Kurt.
You just want to see naked ladies, eh? just thinking of porn.
No.
Typical Scott. Always thinking about sex.
I just want to take this podcast to the edge, to the brink. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm ready to just jump off that cliff and like get into some crazy shit.
I think we've done some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, forgot to mention before as well in the previous segment. Yeah. Adam Jones was also a guest this year.
We can't not mention him. Yeah. For Batman Begins.
Yes. Yeah. And, if we're talking about movies we might do next year, we're definitely getting him on next year for The Dark Knight.
Absolutely. And we will also be getting him for Dark Knight Rises as well. I think we just got to go 1, 2.
What, both next year?
Oh, both next year. We'll get him on for both.
We're getting him on twice.
Twice next year.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
If your lawyer has anything to say for it.
I don't know. That's a big guarantee.
I think.
Getting the same guest on twice.
Hey, well, he's brought in the numbers. That's all I'm saying. We need the numbers.
He did bring in the numbers.
He did.
That's true.
It's still the highest viewed episode of ours. It's like 100 and something on
YouTube. Don't say the real numbers.
It's like 100 and something. We're famous, bro.
Oh, yeah, true. That's like a little room filled with people. It's like a church.
A church watched our movie.
God, that's so hot.
That's so good.
Well, I'm looking at the movies that are coming out next year that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Black Phone 2 comes out next year.
Interesting. A movie that we already did, but a sequel to it, starring big boy, what's his face?
God, you're good at this.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke,
who's a hawk. He's a good dude.
He is.
He's an actor.
Ethan Hawke's in it.
He's back. He didn't die in the first one. No, he just went to jail, right?
I don't even remember.
He got locked up. He got locked up or something in a room, or like tormented in the end or something like that.
I think you're making things up.
Am I confabulating?
I think so.
Ah, shit.
I don't remember, honestly.
He died.
Yeah, I think he died.
He died.
Maybe he's going to be a ghost now or something.
Oh, is he back though? Is he casted in this one?
Well, he's in the poster, but I don't know if it's just like a fake poster. But I definitely know that it's coming out.
It's been a while since we've watched The Black Phone.
Yeah.
That was since
obviously
that
not
was
that
in 2022.
Memorable, I guess.
Yeah. No, that was 23 that we watched it actually.
I don't know.
2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next film. You got any other films?
I want to get into now they're, I guess you would say modern classics, but I want to get into the Transformers movies.
Yes.
I want to do it.
Yes.
We have to get into the Bayverse. I'm itching for it. And also to throw another Transformers movie in there for you as well. I want to watch the original Transformers movie from the original cartoon.
True.
Like the one with Unicron and stuff in it. Starring Orson Welles playing Unicron. Good little bit of trivia for you there, but he did not want to play that role and he did not give a shit. And that will be something that we can like go into a little bit in that episode. But yeah, I really want to watch Transformers movies.
Big Daddy Orson.
Big Daddy Orson.
Well, if we're talking about big movies,
yes.
Avatar 3 comes out next year.
Oh, yeah.
We could watch that.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yep.
I've also got Bong Joon-ho's new movie, Mickey 17 with Robert Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could watch
the clone
that.
Movie.
Yeah, maybe we could watch that.
That's kind of sick.
You know?
Oh. Huge movie that we've been excited for next year. Superman.
I got it on my list.
We're two in sync.
I think the DCU, we should get into that come out.
This is it. All right. Big clarification here. We're
for our numbers.
In our past, we are big Marvel boys, especially me. I was very anti-DC for a very long time. I used to hate DC, bro.
It's true.
I was against it.
I used to hate it. Yeah.
I used to hate watch DC.
I remember I got this character book of all the DC characters and used to...
it's fucking bully stupid.
Bully me for having it. Yeah. That's right. No. Never shaking the trauma.
How wrong I was, honestly. The thing... And like... I was looking at the world through rose-tinted glasses. Yes, Marvel is amazing. I love Marvel. But DC is just as cool. And I'm so excited for James Gunn to like bring this... Superman movie to life, man.
Yeah, hopefully the DCU is better than whatever the fuck the MCU is now.
God.
But, yeah, hey, maybe we'll dip our toes into some MCU next year as well. Maybe
I think we should.
Have a look at, like, 3 Phase 1 movies or something, you know.
See, that's exciting.
Maybe we could do a Marvel month, you know.
Oh.
Maybe we could do a Marvel month. Iron Man...
That's a good idea.
Iron Man, and then we could watch Iron Man 2.
And
then
maybe Iron Man 3.
The Incredible Hank, and then...
And maybe we could watch Iron Man... we could watch Captain America.
Yeah. Well, there's a new Captain America that comes out next year, so, you know.
Oh, we could watch that.
Could. Put it out there.
Oh, and people are like online... Very much like Winter Soldier here. It looks like a bit similar to Winter Soldier with the whole espionage thing. So it could be a return to form. That's the only thing about all these Marvel movies, though. No consistency with form.
Nah.
It's just little eggs, little golden eggs here and there. But
and Red Hulk looks shit as well.
Yeah, it just looks like Harrison Ford on steroids.
Yeah, the CGI should be better. But yes, it does look good.
Yes,
The only Marvel movie I've been excited for since Guardians 3.
Imagine if Red Wing's in it, but it's just a giant anamorphic Falcon that comes out just fully just like, hey, how you doing?
It's just a furry.
It's just a fucking furry with wings. It's just like, I'm here to take on Red Hulk.
What's up, boys?
Yeah.
I'm here to go.
I'm ready for Red Wing.
My last one, please. My last potential movie for next year.
Yeah.
Running Man reboot's coming out next
year. Whoa. Have we spoken about this
with
before?
Edgar Wright is directing.
No fucking way.
And Glenn Powell is cast as like who Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
What?
So I am saying that comes out, we do Running Man, which is one of my favorite 80s movies of all time.
If you've not seen Running Man, you need to like put everything down
just
right now.
Fuck out of here right now.
Run out, go watch it, then go for a 20 mile jog.
Yeah.
We don't talk miles in Australia, 20 kilometers.
Honestly, Running Man is so good. So
come back to the podcast.
I am not the biggest fan of reboots all the time. Oh, yeah, I'll go in with an open mind. But that's a good idea for a reboot.
Edgar Wright, Glenn Powell as Arnie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, a new version
as the character.
Of him,
whatever. Yeah, I forgot the name of the character, but
dude, oh, he has to have some
exciting.
Cheesy one-liners. He has to.
But that's exciting. Imagine it was like a dark, weird Edgar Wright.
It's like twisted, dark comedy sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because Running Man is so absurd. It's a bit Mad Max-ish.
Mm.
But it's like a little bit Tron-ish as well at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like Tron, Mad Max, and like a few...
Squid Game-y.
Squid Game. It's actually very Squid Game.
Yeah. Do you have any final movies after that?
I don't know. I just have an erection. That's really good.
Man, I'm throbbing. I am throbbing.
That's crazy.
I guess the last thing I could say, I don't want to go on too long, okay?
Yeah.
But we don't have much for the next segment, is maybe we could do another Ari Aster film as well. We could do Beau Was Afraid, because first year we watched Midsommar, this year we watched Hereditary.
Yeah.
So, you know, potentially on the cards, if we're sticking with themes, we could knock out an entire director's filmography there.
That's actually a really good idea.
And then
we can just be up to date, just stay on the...
We're up to date with...
The Ari train.
Ari, yeah. You know, so that could be an idea as well. Mm-hmm. I'll float with the board, but, you know, watch this space.
I'll speak to him, and I think they'll agree with you on that one.
Watching this is literally just us just doing a board meeting. I love it.
Seriously.
So relieving for us. I don't know how entertaining it is.
Who knows? Yeah.
But
who gives a fuck? We didn't do it.
I give a fuck, yeah. We can profit off it.
Yeah.
But the next segment is what everyone has somewhat been waiting for.
Well,
it's called score changes.
Oh.
If you have any scores that you want to slightly adjust or change throughout the 20 episodes we've done this year, speak now or forever.
Hold your balls. Hold I have your none. Balls. I have none.
I also have none because I didn't really look back at it properly.
So it's a fucking useless segment. On to the next segment.
On to the next segment.
Yeah.
The Nug Awards.
Whoa! This. Sorry. I just like. I just ear raped the mic.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. The energy's high.
Oh, I ear raped it as well just then.
That's fine. Who cares? It's the end of the year.
We're peaking. You're throbbing.
It's well, by the time this comes out, it's the start of the year, but we're recording this at the end of the year. But it's the start of the year.
What?
Let's get on with the Nug Awards.
Nug Awards. Here's where we break it up. There's three awards to be given out, and this is the most prestigious part of the whole show.
Yes.
This is where we go over the juiciest nug. Ooh. Both Scott and I will say our favorite episode of the year. Out of the 20 episodes we did, we will give our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the stinkiest nug. That is for the mathematically worst rated film.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Whatever we've both decided, we've put it into the calculator, collated all of our scores. Scott doesn't even know.
No, I got no
idea. Only I do.
Yeah.
And I will tell you what the stinkiest nug is.
Yeah.
Which is shit a score. And then the golden nug, mathematically the highest rated movie of the year.
Amazing. Incredible.
Let's get it started with the juiciest nug.
I have goosebumps.
No, you have answers for me.
Okay.
The juiciest nug, please, Scott.
Okay. Well, it's a tough one because there was a lot of really enjoyable moments throughout this year. A lot of, like, really funny, hilarious moments. But it comes down to the two guest episodes. But one guest episode that really was, like, that did it for me. It's just The Dark Knight. I mean, not The Dark Knight. Fucking Batman Begins. Batman Begins with Adam Jones. That's my favorite.
Bro's in the future. He's looking ahead too much.
2025.
I just mentioned Adam and he's like, fuck, we got to get him back on. You're just dreaming about the numbers.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the numbers.
God, bro. That small church just full.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Beautiful.
They carried it.
So The Dark Knight is your top movie, is it?
Batman Begins.
Right.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
That's my favorite for 2024.
Well.
What about you, Ben?
I have the best ep and then an honorable mention.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess my honorable mention.
Yes.
Would be Curtis's one.
Yes.
Yes. Because, well, I while I loved that episode, the reason why I pick Adam's one is because of how informative his movie knowledge was that he brought to it, that he almost, well, basically overtook us in the trivia stuff. And I thought that was so awesome and surprising. And I was like, oh man, this is like just peak right here. It was so good. And we had so many comments from our mates and stuff that listened to it. Like, oh my God, he fucking knows so many cool things about this movie.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, that's why that's my pick.
Ever since then, I'm like, man, I got to up my trivia game. Like, I've been doing way more research.
You've got to do some trivia reps.
Yeah.
Yep.
He really showed me up. It was embarrassing.
But it was good, though. It was eye-opening.
Yeah. Look, it was humbling. It was humbling. That's why I don't want him back on.
Right. Throwing the king off his throne.
Yeah, he fucking ruined the whole show. Honestly. I might just quit. Just let him run the show.
Next episode, when we come back, it's going to be me and Adam. Ben's going to be gone. He's going to be dead in the backyard.
And go to that suicide forest and Logan Paul's going to find me.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, my juiciest nug.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Or this year as well, there was those Swedish suicide pods that they found in the forest.
What?
Yeah, you can like die like a really nice death and you just go into this suicide pod. Bit morbid. And it just like, yeah, it just kills you. It's pretty hectic.
What?
Yeah, I spend too much time on the internet. So my juiciest nug is... It's a thing. Research it.
I don't know if we can keep that in.
What do you mean you can't keep it? It's a news story. It's a big news story.
We could probably keep it
in. It's a big news story,
it's
mate.
It's a big news story.
Just
it's huge.
Beep the word suicide and you'll be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should be fine.
That should be fine.
That should be fine.
Yeah.
Continue. I want to hear the juice.
My juiciest nug is episode 58.
Yep.
Ratatouille. I think we were the most unhinged. I had my mates saying to us that, what the fuck were you guys smoking before you did that episode? apparently, we were just the most cooked. And I do remember it. We were just...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened that day, why we were so goofy, but everything we said was just very unhinged in that episode. I do remember that.
Yeah, it was just like the perfect storm, I think. We, you know, it was a movie that we knew. We had a lot of knowledge and nostalgia behind it, so we were passionate about it. But then, I don't know, everything else came into play. That's a fair call.
I listened to a tiny bit of it the other day, and it was at the end we had to apologize, and we're like, apologies for the, how cooked this episode was. Oh, so you know it was wild.
I totally forgot about it. I got to listen back to it.
Yeah, so highly recommend listening back to that episode if you get the chance.
Absolutely.
Now,
excuse me.
Now's the time we get on to the next part of the Nug Awards. The stinkiest nug.
Oh, you didn't do your honorable mention, though.
Oh, it was Curtis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Curtis gets two honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Well done.
God, he's honorable.
One for each nipple.
One for each pussy bead in that episode.
Yeah.
It's true.
That is true.
The stinkiest nug and the golden nug, Scott.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know this. I don't know this
going Scott in. Doesn't know this going in.
Usually I'm the one calculating this before this episode. Because that's what I did last.
Clearly you were so prepared today that, you know, you knew everything that was going on.
I didn't even get this beer. Ben got it for me.
Yeah, I got you the beer. I set all this up.
I've been washing chairs and I've been spraying weeds out the back.
Washing chairs. What are you?
I've been scrubbing them with a brush.
You're a mare or a mouse?
I'm a horse.
Very interesting, okay, because the episode that had the stinkiest nug was then followed the next week by the episode with the golden nug. Why? I'm talking consecutive weeks. Stinkiest, then the next week, golden.
What?
I know.
Are you serious?
Big stats man over here.
Huge stats man.
The stinkiest nug. Scott gave this movie 1 out of 10.
Ooh.
I gave this movie 1 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Any guesses at what this movie could be?
Well, it's not Weekend at Bernie's 2, because you gave that a 2.
May have spoiled that, yes. 5.
4.
Don't you three. Count, Ben. You got a thing.
2.
I've went through all the movies. It'd be helpful if you had a list.
Imagine it would be helpful if I had prepared. A list. It'd be helpful if I did some preparation before
going. It was Ratatouille.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It was Ratatouille.
God, that was a stinky movie too.
It was episode 59.
God, that was filthy, that movie.
Ratatouille. So, the fourth episode back, we've had the stinkiest nug of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, that well and truly deserves it. That is the most cooked movie I think we've watched so far.
Honestly, yeah. Well, it's not the lowest scoring that we've ever done, because Home, I think, was the lowest scoring. Because we both gave that a 0, I think.
Yeah, I think that's just because we were pissed off by how stupid it was.
Yeah, but Ratatouille, objectively.
Yeah, Ratatouille got a better score than Home.
No, it is better. It's a better movie.
I mean, that did have that sick transition of them getting, like, ready and stuff. I remember that.
Honestly, I feel like Ratatouille could even be a runner-up for the... I should have changed my score on it.
You were the one who said 1, and then listening back, you didn't let me say my score. You're like, 1, that's it. The score's 1, we're done. And then we stopped the podcast.
Oh, so I decided your score for you. Do you want to decide your score for it now?
No, it's too late. We've already passed score changes. I can't change it now.
True, that's it. We didn't have it.
Yeah, I should have, but I can't.
That's fine.
It would have changed all my workings out as well.
Oh, so. I would have fucked you.
It would have fucked me hard, because I spent like... from Sydney to Epping, figuring that one out.
Oh, fuck!
That took me a while.
That's a long time.
All right.
Okay.
That is the stinkiest nug.
Oh, I can smell it from here.
But we like to end on the golden nug.
Yeah.
The best, highest rated movie of the year.
Yeah.
Where I gave this movie 9 out of 10. Scott gave this movie 9.5.
Do we have any 10s
out of
this
10,
year?
No 10s this year.
Whoa,
not
rare.
A single 10 this year. Big movies we watched as well. No 10s.
Wow.
Goodfellas didn't get a 10.
Yeah.
Hereditary didn't get a 10.
Yeah.
Saltburn didn't get a 10. Poor Things.
Ooh, hold on. I think I know what the gold nug is. I think I know. Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's Hereditary.
Fuck, I shouldn't have said Hereditary. When I said it, I was like, shit.
Because I remember giving it a 9.5.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
Your 0.5 boosted it up to an average score of 9.25 out of 10.
Oh, it's a fucking phenomenal movie, man.
That is the golden nug of 2024.
Well done, Ari. Round of applause. Now, because we're so established in the film world, Ari, you were gifted with this pen. Thank you.
For those listening, Scott just threw a pen.
I did.
That's
incredible. And that was back to back.
That's back to back. So yeah, episode 59 and episode 60. Back to back. And then from there on, it was all downhill.
It was
basically.
That's it. It's finished.
We couldn't recover from there.
That's it.
That is the NUG Awards for 2024.
Yeah.
We've returned. It wasn't a big year for us in a way, but it was also probably the most important year in our lineage.
I think this is the start of some cool stuff.
This is the start of us being consistent, being growing, and again, we're
aboard. Oh, don't get all sentimental on me now, man.
Maybe
because we're bros and we knows best.
Yeah, as I said, we filmed this year.
Yeah,
we changed the name, and bigger and better things next year.
Very excited. Yeah. I think it's going to be great, and I can't wait to see what sort of guests we can get on next year as well.
True, we're looking at some other guests.
Yeah,
not just Adam three times again. Again, it came up once, but Scott wants to get him on more.
We're gonna get Curtis on another two times. We're gonna get Adam on another two times,
and then that's it.
Wait, we need another mum cast.
No, the mum one. Yep, maybe we can watch another one of those movies.
Yeah,
plenty of people in the banks though that we got ideas for.
Very exciting,
and we will be back as said previously on the 3rd of February,
2025.
So in between that time, go back, listen to some of our old episodes, get keen. We'll be posting a few old snippets of our podcasts out on the socials just to keep that bubbling away, so you don't think we've disappeared like we did before.
Yeah, a couple of reposts.
Reason we took a break, I went to Fiji that last little Brit,
and I got fucked by work.
And Scott got fucked by work.
We just both got reamed. So.
His anus got pounded and I was sipping cocktails. So, you know, a nice happy medium was found in
both
the middle there.
Both of our anuses were red raw by the end of our time.
No, not mine. No. I was fine, actually.
Oh, really?
Yep. Anus free in Fiji.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
That's the same.
You're shitting through the eye of a needle.
Oh, yeah. But that was in the ocean.
True. That's it. Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you to the people who...
Oh, shut up. See you in 2025.
Yeah!
And that was another episode of Bros Knows Best.
Ugh.
That's right. If you enjoyed this episode, then you can check us out elsewhere, can't you, Scott?
Oh, you betcha.
You can check us out on YouTube.
Spotify.
All podcast platforms. That's probably where you just listened or watched us then.
Yeah.
But we have social platforms too, don't we, Scott?
We do. Like Instagram.
Oh my god, TikTok.
Oh, it's insane.
And YouTube Shorts. If you like us, follow us there. We've got content, we've got episodes, and we'll see you guys
soon.
No, that's when you say next week.
Next week.
Fucking Jesus.